Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, do you want an espresso?
A what?
An espresso.
What is this?
It's like coffee.
On steroids.
It's coffee.
On steroids.
Oh. I want that.
For those of you waking up early, you might just need that extra jolt.
It is National Espresso Day today.
National Espresso Day.
Espresso.
Espresso.
Some days you need it, right?
Let's start the show.
WQKX.
I can honestly say I've never had an espresso in my life. And you know what? I will this morning because it's a Try It Tuesday with Morgan in the morning. Facebook rewind from yesterday. Which do you prefer, canned cranberry sauce or homemade? Central Pennsylvania has spoken. They prefer the can. Wow. 5-1 over homemade. You want that can-shaped glob of cranberry jelly on a plate on your table. Central PA has spoken. Homemade comes in second, both comes in third, and none comes in last. So 5 million gallons of cranberry sauce will be served during the holidays, and Central PA prefers the can. How about espresso? You going to the drive-thru for a coffee this morning or an espresso? Today is National Espresso Day, celebrating that Italian coffee drink that keeps people buzzed most of the day, and it is espresso. Not espresso. Say it right. Espresso. Espresso. By the way, 63 milligrams of caffeine in an espresso compared to about 40 in your regular cup of coffee. Huh. How you feeling now, huh? Pretty jacked up.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV with Seth Meyers talking about Old Navy holding a Santa Claus school for would-be Santas.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The clothing brand Old Navy on Friday launched a virtual Santa boot camp to train mall Santas on how to deal with outrageous gift requests like gas.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, is it just me or PennDOT work sites now look like some kind of Macy's parade or something? I'm driving to work this morning, and they're working on the Water Street underpass there, Route 11, before you get to the Barry King Bridge. They widened that a few months ago, maybe a year ago, so tractor trailers could negotiate it better. They still don't. Nice attempt. There are grates on the pavement that drain the rainwater so the underpass doesn't fill with water when it rains. And those grates keep breaking because the trucks are too heavy. Didn't anybody take this into consideration? In today's day and age of analytics, heavy truck, metal grate, crunch. Anyway, they're working on it on the overnight, and they should be cleaning it up shortly, if they're not already. But here's my deal on PennDOT work sites now. They've now gone overboard with the cones and the reflectors and the lights and the spot. Those spotlights, when you make the turn, those spotlights are in your eyes. I feel like I just escaped from Alcatraz. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell? Hey, turn them things down, will you? And then they got reflectors everywhere and cones. And then those other things that aren't exactly cones, they're like long rectangular things that stand up, but they reflect in your face. And they're all pointing you in the direction. Three lanes going down to two. But all I see is giant interrogation lights in my face and cones and reflectors everywhere. And then there's one guy. There's one guy, he stands there in like this yellow suit, like, I don't know, he kind of looks like a cross between a fireman and the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy. And he's holding some kind of flashlight with a big orange lightsaber on the end.
Luke, I am your father.
And I'm like, what is going on? Turn the lights down so I can see. I'm an old man. Please.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark talks about all that traffic mess. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, Pittsburgh fans. Here we go. Yeah, here you go. But I don't know where you're going. You could be heading to Heinz Field on December 5th. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And another Register Chevrolet ticket blitz. But now, we've gone pro. And it gives me the chance to play NFL Films music again, because I just love it. But anyway, We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck to you. We got Dave on the line, one of our qualifiers. Man, it would be great to be heading to Heinz Field on December 5th, wouldn't it?
I would absolutely be love to be there. Heinz Field's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. And Pittsburgh, Baltimore, it doesn't get better than that in the division race, you know what I mean?
You know it. Big football fan. I'd love to go to a game.
All right, where are you from?
Steelers Grove, Winfield.
All right, man. We got you qualified as well as a fistful of others. We'll find out who our winner is tomorrow right here with Morgan in the Morning.
94.1. Come on! Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Other morning shows call it stupid news, but we think there's a lesson in every act of stupidity. That's why we call it, and there it is. Holiday haircut coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, so you start doing this haircut at your salon, and it catches on all over town, and now pretty soon it's the only haircut you're giving. So you might make it exclusive to your shop. Okay, that's what Ashley Medina says. She's a hairstylist in Michigan, except her style is the mullet. Been there, done that.
That is something that I really love about the mullet, is that there is no gender to it, really. There can be a more masculine look or a more feminine look, but overall, the hairstyle in general can definitely suit all genders.
Okay, so this is what you're going to be doing? Now, Ashley appeared on Weekend Edition Sunday on NPR, and she said she might change her salon to exclusively mullet. Do I want another mullet? Well, if I do, and I'm not sure, I'll check old pictures.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Oh, look. 94KX, 1990. Yeah, there's my mullet. No thanks.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up this hour, some viral comedy. This little boy doesn't understand how his dad knows his pants are on backwards.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Why are your back pockets in the front on your pants?
Well, that's a surefire way to figure it out.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Viral comedy. Up next, also late night TV, birthday buddies, and more. It's Morgan in the Morning. Thanks for being here.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Viral comedy time. We've all had a chance to instruct our children who want to dress themselves now that their pants are on backwards.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Why are your back pockets in the front on your pants? Those are your back pockets. Those pockets go in the back.
My butt is in front.
Your pants are on backwards. You need to flip your pants. You need to take your pants off and flip them.
Okay.
All right?
The little guy doesn't want to give up. You got to watch it later, but you can hear it now. That's what viral comedy is all about. And then the girl who has a Taylor Swift rant on anesthesia after she has her wisdom teeth taken out.
Always thinking about Taylor Swift, and it's not fair. I have loved her since I was 11, and I stood by her side. I stood there, Mom, when everyone hated Taylor Swift, and I said she does not deserve it.
No, she doesn't deserve it. I don't know why you're talking about
everyone
it.
In the world,
but this girl has loved Taylor Swift since she was 11 years old. Now she's 22. She's on anesthesia. And she certainly still loves Taylor Swift. Hey, T Swift, if you hear this, send that girl some kind of prize pack, will you?
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon's talking about Tiffany's Christmas shopping, their new $30 million diamond. Wow.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker. Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
And get this, guys. Tiffany's just revealed its most expensive diamond. It's called the Empire Diamond, and it costs about $30 million. So this holiday season, give your loved one the ultimate Christmas experience, getting robbed. Meanwhile, all the $20 million diamonds are now part of Tiffany's Cheap Bastard collection.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Lynn Hall out until after Thanksgiving. We miss her around here. But we still bring you Birthday Buddies, including celebrity birthdays. We like to start with the celebs so you can match your birthday with theirs. 29 years old today, Miley Cyrus, that crazy kooky girl who likes to stick her tongue out and party. Occasionally, shave her head. Nicole Snooki Polizzi from Jersey Shore is 34 years old today. So Snooki and Miley have the same birthday. I don't know. Make a joke there, okay? Try to find a joke there. Call toll free. We'll share the joke. That'll be great. On the music side, pianist, songwriter, producer, and vocalist Bruce Hornsby is 67 years old today. You may remember him from the 90s. The Way It Is, a song that was done in the 90s, and it could still be sung today because our world hasn't changed. If in anything, it's got a lot worse. There you go. Happy birthday, Bruce Hornsby. 67 years old today. Now it's time to take a look at the local celebs, or as we like to call them, birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Corey Regal from Nori. Corey's 51 today. Deb Renwick. Renrich. No, Wenrick. From Middleburg, 63 years old. Sorry about that, Deb. Diane Donkachek. She's 57. She lives up here on Blue Hill. Heather Yardy is 47 today. Jack Williams is 54. Is that my buddy from Mount Carmel? Or is that the tire guy? I don't know. Jody Hess is 51 today. John Williams is 54 today. Lenadine Schaefer from Cole Township, 43 today. Leslie Osgood from Richfield, 51. Happy birthday to Lisa Lott. She's from Sunbury. She is the nifty 50. Welcome to the Half Century Club, my dear. Mandy Botts from Schmokin Dam is 43. Marshall Hummel, 44 today. Mitchell Willis is 21. 21-gun salute for you, Mitchell. Behave partying tonight. And Monica Leitzel from Sealands Grove is 38. Nothing on Facebook Messenger today, but feel free to message us any day. Use the Ford Fun Line, email, or use the text club as well. We're here for you every morning with birthday buddies at about this time every single morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
It's Morgan in the Morning coming up. The good news. We just heard the news. How about some good news like a 9-year-old protecting her mom by beating up a burglar?
I took a little glimpse at him. Next thing I know, I saw him running towards my mom.
So that little girl let him have it before he had her mama's purse. How about wild hogs taking over your cottage, your cabin? Uh-oh. And we say goodbye to Susquehanna Life magazine. It's all on the way next. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A 9-year-old girl protects her mom when she just sees a man coming at her thinking he's going to try to rob her. And he did.
I took a little glimpse at him. Next thing I know, I saw him running towards my mom.
It was, you know, I can't let him get this purse. But once Journey got involved and he pushed her down, you know, I just let the purse go.
But it turns out he didn't take the purse because that little 9-year-old just kept punching the robber until others came to assistance. That's pretty cool. All right, you're in your cabin in Arizona. When it gets surrounded by wild pigs, what do you do?
There's a family of javelina out there.
You know,
know, it was kind of a neat experience. It's like, you know, our friend had never seen Evelina, so she's like taking pictures. And but after about 5 or 6 minutes, I'm like, okay, we're like trapped in a house because there's all these javelinas outside.
My husband had an idea to use his Tesla.
So the Tesla was sitting right there, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens if I move this big car right behind him, how they'll react. And luckily, they got freaked out and just took off.
Yeah, so use that very expensive car to ward off a herd of javelinas, otherwise known as, like, warthogs, hedgehogs, whatever. Hey, goodbye to a magazine that we love so much, Susquehanna Life. It's not being sold. It's retiring just like its owner.
You know, it's always been important to me that advertising and editorial are like church and state. We don't sell articles.
So we say goodbye.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Goodbye, Erica. Erica Shames from Susquehanna Life. That magazine will be missed. By the way, the winter issue that is coming out now will be the last issue. Hey, if you have a local group that has some good news going on and you want to share it with us, send it to our news department. It's that simple. Mark Lawrence gets it to me, and we bring you the good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We got plenty more to talk about, especially when it comes to espresso.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Good morning.
Hey, do you want an espresso?
Or what?
An espresso.
What is this?
It's like coffee.
On steroids.
It is National Espresso Day.
Yes, it is. And we've got Dunkin' Donuts coming into the studio. Our friend Melanie will be here. And believe it or not, it'll be the first time I've ever had an espresso. I don't know. I bypass it. I'm a dark roast kind of guy, and I really have never tried the traditional Italian coffee drink that contains 63 milligrams of caffeine compared to 40 milligrams in a regular cup of coffee. It's National Espresso Day, and try it Tuesday with Morgan in the Morning, where we will be trying espresso coming up, and Sam Tyler will be in our studio to make adult beverages out of espresso. Suddenly, this day is looking up.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Try it Tuesday.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
It's a Try It Tuesday. We've got Dunkin' Donuts in the house because it's National Espresso Day, that traditional Italian coffee drink that gets us all cranked up and ready to go. Now, point number one on my fact sheet here is it's espresso. Say it with me. Espresso. Everybody saying express. Oh, you're wrong. It's espresso. You know, make sure you have the name right. Second of all, as you pull through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts this morning and ask for an espresso, keep in mind it's got 63 milligrams of caffeine on the average, more than the 40 in a regular cup of coffee. We have Gwen and Mel with us this morning from Dunkin' Donuts. Gwen, thanks for coming in.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. Thank you for having me.
So this is your first time on the radio,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yes. I'm very nervous.
Don't worry about it. You look charming. You got your DD quarter zip on and you're ready absolutely. To go to work. So what do you do for Dunkin' Donuts? Are you the morning person that makes the espresso?
Oh, absolutely. I'm there almost every morning in Salins Grove and Middleburg. And yeah.
Wow. So early mornings, like morning radio?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All right. So if you work out here, we could be auditioning you for Morgan in the Morning. What do you
Perfect.
Think? Okay. Now, you brought with you a large Dunkin' Donuts cup of espresso. Now, this is enough espresso to make quite a few espressos, right?
Oh, yeah, probably like 100.
Wait, 100 in this cup?
Oh,
Let me lift the lid. Oh, my, that smells so good. Is it really just concentrated coffee?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, full-blown, high-test, no fluff, nothing. So it's good to mix with our macchiatos and all of our different flavored drinks that we have. So it's not just that straight-up shot that's going to, like, you know, punch you right through the roof if you're not a big caffeine drinker.
A lot of people like to steam their milks or their non-dairy milks like almond milk and coconut milk and oat milk that we have.
All right, what's the average person asking for nowadays at Dunkin' Donuts as far as espresso?
An iced latte or one of our signature iced lattes. Yeah.
Interesting.
And in the winters, hot lattes.
That's what I was thinking. It was pretty chilly this past weekend. I was in Baltimore with my youngest daughter. She doesn't drink any hot coffee. She puts it all on ice.
I said,
that's for the summertime. We're sitting there in Inner Harbor. So there's a lot of espresso in this cup.
Yes. Don't chug it.
No, well, that's why I wasn't going to ask you that, Mel.
I was scared you were like had it up there for a little bit. I thought you were going to like chug it all.
Is it cool just to take a sip like the old Italian guys in Little Italy used to do?
Yeah, just flick your pinky up when you do it.
All right, I'm going to flick my pinky up.
And maybe like manja?
You have to be careful how you say flip your pinky on the radio. Anyway, it could sound like something else. Anyway, oh my.
Isn't that delicious?
Oh, that's great. And you're right, it just tastes like stronger coffee, and I'm a dark roast guy, so.
Tom just ran out, and he's running around the parking lot now. He'll be right back. Quinn and I are taking over for a while.
You can take over, but I'm too old to be running laps. I'm just telling you that right now. Gwen, I see you have a big box of some goodies there.
Oh, yes. Mel, we have what a you dozen got? Donuts for you.
Oh, my. Look at that combination.
At sprinkles and chocolate glaze. Very and good. Cream
and
cream filled.
From my favorite. We call them cinnamon, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. We love to eat Dunkin' Donuts here at Morgan in the Morning. Sam, stay away from the box until we do the video. Sam Tyler is with us. Coming up Facebook Live, we're going to show you adults, especially with Thanksgiving coming up, how you can make adult beverages with espresso as well. But given that... make sure you swing by your Dunkin' Donuts and grab a box of those donuts. Who picked that variety? It's wonderful.
Our production manager, Jeff Ryan.
Hey, Jeff, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they say make the donuts. Jeff's the guy.
Jeff's the guy that makes the donut.
He's
actually the guy.
Oh, he is the guy.
Gwen and Mel, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the espresso so we could celebrate National Espresso Day. And Facebook Live and on video on our social media. Coming up, SBC Media Partners presents Adult Beverages with Espresso.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, yeah. Tom.
You're welcome.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we still have late night TV, and Seth Meyers is in talking about things that were found in a landfill in New Jersey. It wasn't Jimmy Hoffa. And Tom's top list of the day, Thanksgiving cooking hacks.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The FBI reportedly searched the site of a former landfill in New Jersey last month looking for the body of union leader Jimmy Hoffa. So far, no Hoffa, three Jimmys, but no Hoffa.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on some top Thanksgiving hacks. These are things you should probably know, especially if you're making dinner for the first time. Don't be afraid of store-bought ingredients. Like green bean casserole. You're making your own? Just buy a can of cream of mushroom soup. Don't do everything from scratch. Hey, number four, make gravy in a blender. That way you don't have to stir it and then your mother-in-law complains about lumps. Number three, preheat your roasting pans. Really, it'll make everything so much easier. Number two, don't make a whole turkey. You're wasting your money. Nobody eats that whole thing. Just buy a turkey breast and it'll feed enough people. And number one, which really blew me away, don't peel your potatoes. Boil them with the skin on, then put them into an ice-cold bath, and the skin will actually peel off quickly and automatically. Tom's top list of the day, Thanksgiving dinner hacks.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Sure, the news is on the way, and the sports and AccuWeather will tell you where we will be on the way later today. It's Morgan in the Morning. We'll be taking a drove through the Grove. That's coming up. Details on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
5 o'clock this morning, I'm driving through Point Township and down into the borough of Norrie to come to work. And on 5th Street, I love this house. I don't know who lives in it, but I want to knock on the door. Probably not at 5 o'clock in the morning, but they got their house full blown. Christmas lights, two big inflatable nutcrackers on either side of the porch banisters. This place is rocking. And I'm thinking, you got to take that picture of your house and send it to the 94KX Facebook Messenger. We want to see your Christmas light display. This house is already, they've been working on it for a week. The Christmas light display that we display that gets the most votes, likes, shares, loves by December 13th during this show will win free admission to Joy Through the Grove at Knoebels. Speaking of Joy Through the Grove, look for me today, late this afternoon, and we'll be showing you a sneak peek of Joy to the Grove. Pretty cool, huh? 94.1 WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come, what we call our final take, and it's compliments of Jimmy Kimmel, who asked people on the streets who they don't want to see at Thanksgiving.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Our parting shot this morning actually comes from Jimmy Kimmel, who stepped onto the streets of New York City and asked masked people.
So who are you dreading seeing this Thanksgiving?
Probably my grandma on my mother's side. She'll walk in on you in the bathroom and ask you, what are you doing? Like, what do you think I'm doing, Graham? I'm going to the bathroom, man.
Who are you not looking forward to seeing this Thanksgiving?
Mostly my dad. I smoke a lot of pot, and when dinner comes around, he doesn't talk to me.
Oh, my God. I'm dreading seeing my stepsister.
What's up with her?
She always tries to sleep with one of my uncles. It's very embarrassing.
Hi-yo! Thanksgiving shouldn't be bad at your house. Don't worry about it. Chad Evans is next.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.